Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, we want to know, were you tuned in last night?
I'm Charlene, I'm 27, I'm a content creator and I'm from Dublin. I'm here to be myself, shake things up and bring a little bit of that Irish charm. I'm ready to find the one.
Yeah, the Irish social media star Charlene Murphy entered Love Island's Casa Amor last night. I've never been into Love Island. I don't follow it. I never watch it. I am not a fan. But I did deliberately tune in last night to watch Charlene Murphy. She's been with us many times here on the programme. She's joined us on the show to chat about various different things over the last couple of years. But it seems from social media, a lot of people tuned in last night specifically to see her. Fionnuala Jones, broadcaster and Love Island fan, is with me here on the programme today. What is it about Charlene, Fionnuala?
Well, I mean, this was like the most hyped entrance since, I don't know what, there's been talk about her entering the villa basically since the show kicked off. In terms of Charlene herself, I mean, she's arguably the country's biggest influencer, I would say. She's over a million followers across all of the platforms. I mean, very well liked, obviously very gorgeous girl. And we've kind of seen her love life play out publicly, like by her own admission, by her own choice. So I think that kind of makes this, you know, perfect combination and kind of her the perfect choice to be a part of the show.
I've heard it described last night on social media myself from people that I follow as it's the World Cup for non-football fans.
I literally, forget Italian 90, it's Charlene 26, okay? That's what we need now, okay? We need to get the jerseys. Let's get on it.
Yeah, so she obviously has a huge following, as you pointed out, across all of the different platforms. How likely is that to turn into support for her, given that, I mean, she can't really, like, the Irish vote isn't going to count here?
Yeah, it's really tricky. And look, her audience kind of spans, I would say, internationally, and I would say a lot of that audience would be UK as well. But it is tricky, especially going in at this point of the show. So for people that aren't familiar, I'm sure most of you are.
No, just explain this, because I don't watch it. So last night is the first time since it ever really started, since I was living with housemates myself years ago, that like I sat down and tuned in last night. So just explain this to me, the significance of this.
Okay, so we're 4 weeks into the show already, and usually 4 weeks into the show we get a thing called Casa Amor, which is where they send in loads of other hot single people to try and get the people that are already in there to recouple, essentially, and cause a bit of drama. She has gone in as part of the girl cohort of Casa Amor bombshells. This technically means, though, that if she isn't picked by one of the lads in there, she won't actually make it back to the main villa. So there's a chance, I think it's a small chance, that she, like, we could only be watching her until Friday and then she's bumped off the show. However, I do think because she is such a big name, there's been such talk around her, and she's got a lot of airtime last night, I would imagine she will be making it back to that villa somehow.
You expect her to stick, or that she'll be pulled into the Love Island, the actual villa, the main part?
Like the lads are obsessed with her. She can kind of have her pick, it seems. I know there's been a lot of talk of her and Fitzy, the other Irish contestant, but he seems very
locked
down.
Well, she said last night they know each other. I mean, she did say that last night, they were kind of friends.
Yeah, and I know, again, when you're talking about, oh, will the support transfer? Again, I know people were kind of like shipping them in terms of, oh, obviously the two Irish contestants get together. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I do, however, think if she went for Fitzy, that's kind of a risky strategy because that might turn the UK viewers against her. But look, as I said, Aidan and Cavan seem to be interested. She's great chemistry with Lorenzo. I do think she'll make it back. Like, I think we could have a few weeks of Charlene ahead of us, to be honest.
Eva's with us on the line, Fionnuala, as well. Eva is from Positive Tribes, a tarot reader in the UK, based in England. And Eva, you shared voice notes from Charlene. You've been in touch with her in relation to her Love Island journey.
Yeah, so I gave her a reading back in April, which was on the 25th of April. It was really lovely. She's such a lovely energy. And we just sort of like stayed in contact over the last 2 months. And, you know, I was giving her like lots of reassurance. I really felt in my heart that she would make it to the show, just not at the beginning and more towards the end of June. But I feel really strong about the whole of July. So I really think that she is going to do so well on this show. I feel like she... In the reading as well, I did say like about Casa Amor and how I think she wouldn't go on straight away, but I really feel like she will get into the villa as well.
So she, so you told her she was going to be entering Love Island?
Yeah, so in the reading it was showing a lot of what you call major cards in tarot. So in tarot you've got two types of cards, you've got major ones and minors, and the majors resemble really big life changes, and the first sort of three cards in her reading were huge, but mostly around like end of June and, as I say, the most of July. And then it was all about travel and going abroad and going on a show, and at that point she actually generally had no idea if she was going on. There was a bit of speculation, but in herself she never knew. Like, she was like, oh, I'd love to, but I don't have any idea. She had no idea in herself. And then in the reading, one of the first things that came up was that she'd have a call around the 7th of May, which was about 2 weeks after it. And she told me on the 7th that she got a call on the 6th. So it was really fascinating how it was like aligning to these dates, but still like nothing set in stone for that point until only a couple of days ago. But yeah, she had told me when she landed in Mallorca, because we kept in contact over the last couple of weeks, which was really nice. And when she texted, I like was literally in tears for her, so happy for her that, you know, she's going on the show. It's so exciting, and I think she'll do really, really well. I think this will be the rebirth. Like, this, I know she's so big already, but I feel like this is going to completely change her, and, you know, it will be this, like, it's never going to be the same after this.
Did she believe what you were telling her at the time?
Yeah. So Charlene is really spiritual, yes. Yeah. So she actually said after the reading, like, how much lighter she felt, and she felt so much calm. Like, for the reading, she had no idea what was going on, and she felt a little bit like overwhelmed, but she said how much she like became more relaxed. And then she got that call exactly that sort of time I said, and she was like, oh, I just felt so more relaxed after the reading. And I feel like she did really hold on to what I was saying, but I also feel like it was going to align for her. And I think like that's part of like your mindset as well, is just knowing like if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And it's so lovely that she would update me, and, you know, she like turned to me in times that she was a little bit doubtful, but I was like, no, it's coming, your time is coming. And yeah, I messaged her the day before she got the flight, and I said, oh, your time is coming up, I can feel it. And she replied back that she just landed in Mallorca. So it was really, really lovely, like how everything sort of like turned full circle.
Well, if you were able to predict, Eva, that she was going to enter this year's Love Island, can you predict how she's going to do?
I definitely think she will get into the villa. I feel is that, I don't actually watch it, by the way, but I feel from watching last night that, is it Kevin? I feel like he will take her in. But I also feel there's going to be a bombshell after that is either somebody maybe she knows or somebody that she will catch her eye. Because they do tend to put bombshells in after Castor and Moore as well. But my gut feeling is that there will be some sort of twist. But I definitely do think she'll get into the villa. I actually feel when they do the fire pit around the end of this week, I think she'll probably be one of the last person to be going up. They'll sort of like leave her to the end of the show. But I definitely think that I definitely have every ounce of hope that she will go in.
So you think she will go in, and you don't predict she's going to pair up or couple up with our other Galway Irish contestant in Fitzy?
No, I don't think they'll couple up. I feel they're very good friends. I feel like there's definitely a friendship level there, but I don't think he'd take her in. I feel like it would be Cavan. I definitely think there's a sort of connection with Lorenzo though, but I feel that there's going to be somebody else once she goes in. I feel there's going to be a twist.
Another twist to come. Holly Breslin is with us, Eva, on the line. Holly, do you agree with that?
I'm thinking, yeah, it could be Cavan as well. Like, you know, they have the same surname. Cavan mentioned that as well last night. He was like, sure, we already have the same surname. So, I mean, it's meant to be.
Yeah. Can you maybe, like, you're following the Charlene hype, and I was looking at your own social media too last night. You might just explain why people are so excited about this, Sally.
Charlene has been hyped up, like Phil was saying, since before this series even started. And she has been making like social media content for donkey's years.
We actually went to one of the early ones.
Exactly. We went to the same school. And I remember actually, like when we were about 16, 17, her popping up on my Instagram and kind of being known for doing social media, even when she was still in school and still a teenager.
What was she like in school, Holly?
Now, I think she was a year below me, but she always came across like fairly confident and had like a good group of mates around her and stuff. And she was kind of known for the kind of, as well, for being the girl who like posts on social media. She's been working at that for so many years, and throughout the years she's built that really kind of loyal following. So I think, and like sharing bits of her, her relationships and her life on social media. So I think that people feel like they really know her, and like we're all just behind her, I think, going into this.
Orla Condon, who's the host of The Gaggle, is with us here too, Holly. You're like myself, Orla, you haven't been watching this year, but you did tune in last night.
Yeah, look, I've given 8 years of my life to this show. I've been very dedicated night on night watching Love Island. And this summer, I thought I'd finally get away from it. But honestly, I was at Pride over the weekend, and not a single person I spoke to did not bring up, are you excited for Charlene to go in on Sunday night?
It's everywhere. It's all over social media the whole weekend.
It's everywhere. And I think, yeah, a lot of the girls that we just listened to spoke about it. I mean, Charlene is arguably one of the most established bombshells to have gone into the show in a very long time. It's certainly from the Irish cohort that we've seen over the years. So it's natural for the Irish fans to feel like we're finally getting someone that we've already had kind of invested in going in. I think there were obviously rumours started about her going in since April. This has been long rumoured that she's going to appear in the villa this year. And I think I caught a clip this morning on TikTok of Aftersun. One of the Dumped Islanders, don't know his name because, again, I thought I was free of this show this year, said that they were all very aware of Charlene in the villa. They had heard the rumours themselves before going in. So not only was Charlene highly hyped with the fans outside and seeing kind of, you know, the wait for her to go in, she was also hyped by the Islanders who were in the villa. So, I mean, I think she can only do well out of it.
Is she the next Maura Higgins?
I mean, she absolutely can be. Like, I mean, she has a far larger following than Maura did when she went in. She is far more established as a public face. You know, the girls said it there, not just here at home, but certainly in the UK as well. She's had a huge platform for years. There was a lot of people wondering, you know, is there any point in her going in now? Casa Amor, as Fionnuala said, a very difficult time to go in, kind of with that guarantee of making it back to the villa being very precarious. So there's a lot of people wondering, you know, is it worth it at this point? There's such a high risk of her going home. But after last night's showing, I mean, it was light enough. We had to meet a lot of new faces, but she certainly was one of the big draws of last night's episode, not just for us, but for everyone in the villa as well.
Orla Condon, Eva from Positive Tribes in the UK, Holly Breslin, Fionnuala Jones, thanks a million for joining us. Whether you're a Love Island fan or not, there's no doubt about it. It can be a life-changing show for so many people for multiple different reasons. I'm sure we'll be talking about it again over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.